Hello, everyone. Welcome and welcome back to the She's Fearless podcast. I am your host, Erica Lipscomb. I hope everyone is having a wonderful day. This is the day after Memorial Day, and I hope everyone had a nice, relaxing, wonderful Memorial Day. And I just want to, even though Memorial Day is over, but I still want to honor the men and women who served our country, who died in the various wars. But we just want to just honor them for their services and them protecting and serving our country. And I hope everyone had a wonderful Memorial Day. I know I just pretty much took it easy. I spent time with my family. I went over to my brother and sister-in-law's house and hung out with them and spent time with my niece and nephew. And, you know, two of my other brothers came over. And my sister-in-law's sister was over. And so we just pretty much hung out, had family time, enjoying like family time and talking and laughing and having and just talking about stuff that like things that happened back when we was in younger when we was kids. But you know, I don't want to, like, we, even though we as a people, we have our cookouts and barbecues and things on Memorial Day and 4th of July and things like that, but we don't ever want to forget about the meaning, the purpose, the why we are celebrating this day, this Memorial Day. Never forget the men and women who served our country. And, you know, and our country, like, you know, there is no perfect country. There are some good and bad in every country. But I would not want to live in any other country but the United States. So today, I want to do something little bit different than what I normally do on my podcast. I want to talk about the school shooting that happened, was it a week or two, a couple weeks ago? And it's just been something that's been, I've been thinking about. And so I just want to talk about that in my feelings on the whole thing, and it is such a tragic, it's you know, it's just such a tragedy to have to go through another mass shooting. Prior to that, I think it was the Buffalo mass shooting at the grocery store where the 18-year-old came into a grocery store and killed 10 people, and most of them were African-American, black. And then now this, I think it's pronounced Uvalde school shooting, robbed at an elementary school. And it's like, you know, it's like, when is all this going to stop? You know, I'm telling you, we are living in the last days. And I know, you know, I've heard older people say it and other people say it, but we truly are living in the last days, you know. And I just pray that we all are ready for when God comes back, when Jesus comes back, because I want to be ready. But it's just so much stuff going on in this world. There's, you know, the wars, the mass shootings, there's this, there's that, there's, like, the racist attacks, the school shootings, the mass shootings, and it's just, and then the whole, like, COVID thing, and it's just, like, it's a lot, and it's something that can take a toll on you. And you know, all I got to say is that we just have to be prayed up. We just have to have that relationship with God and stick close to God now more than ever, because you never know when it's going to be your last day. You never know, like, you can send your child off to school and he or she may not come back, you know. And I'm not trying to, like, instill fear in you, but that is a possibility. Just like we can go, like, go to work and that can be the last time, like, our family members or our friends could see us, would see us. So we need to just stick close to God to get that relationship with God and to really have that relationship and stay prayed up. And, you know, because you never know when it's going to be your last day. And it's a tragedy that we have to go through another mass shooting, another school shooting. And it's sad, like, how the 18-year-old, I think his name was Salvador Ramos, how he went into the Robb Elementary School and shot 19 students and 2 teachers. And, you know, I can't even imagine how fearful, how scary that was for those children. Like, and not only just for the children, but for the adults too. Like, you think you're going to school, you think you're going to work to teach the students, and now you have to deal with somebody coming in the school and shooting and killing, you know, students. And my heart goes out to the victims' families. Like, I can't even imagine. Like, death is already hard to deal with. It's a lot to deal with a death of somebody, whether it's through a sickness, whether it's through, like, if they got into a car accident, or whether they had a, health issue, whatever it is. Like, death, like, you pretty much are never really prepared for death. You can try to be prepared for death, but, like, to have your loved one to die, to suddenly die, death is never easy. And my heart and my prayers go out to the families of the victims, the whole school, even the kids and the teachers who survived the shooting. My heart goes out to them and the whole school and the city of Uvalde, I think. I know I'm not pronouncing the name of the city right in Texas, but, you know, but my heart goes out to them. And it's just, you know, I don't have any children, but I've heard so many people say that you never want to outlive your child, and to just have your child be murdered, I can't even imagine the pain and the hurt and the anger that comes with knowing that your child was murdered. I can't even imagine. Like, it's something like I can't even wrap my head around, you know. But it's just crazy. It's just like, it's unbelievable to think that this 18-year-old went into this school and murdered 19 children, students, and 2 teachers. And I had read somewhere that he had, earlier that day, he had shot his grandmother, shot her in the forehead at home prior to, I don't know how long, like, if it was like right before he came to the school, or if it was earlier that morning, I don't know. But, you know, I read that he had shot his grandmother. And, you know, like I said, we need to send out prayers to everybody that's involved, the school, the city, the state of Texas, the victim's family, you know, and even the family of the killer. Because can you imagine having a son or having a cousin or a nephew or niece or whoever, and knowing that that loved one killed several people, or even not just several, but just killed just one person. And the fact that, like, I can't even imagine that, because so many times we kind of pass over the person who did the crime, their family, I feel like we need to focus on not just the victim's family, but also the gunman who his family. And I can't even imagine having a son or a nephew knowing that he or she took another person's life. So I sent prayers out to them. I pray for comfort for everybody that is involved. I pray for the children who had to deal with that, and I pray that they will, to be that young and to experience that at a young age. You know, I just pray for them mentally and emotionally, and just prayers all the way around. I also read that prior to him like coming into the school, that he had shot shot his gun for 5 minutes before entering the school with his rifle. And like I said, this is such a crazy world. But like everything that has happened, that is happening, has already been told in the Bible. So we're living out everything that the Bible, when the Bible was written back way back then, we're actually living these times right now. Like everything that the Bible said is happening or has happened. And like I said, we need to stay prayed up. We need to have that relationship with God. We need to stop all this bickering. We need to stop all this walking around with unforgiveness in our heart, and squash all this stuff, all this, you know, like, I'm not talking to her, I'm not talking to him. Like, we need to stop all this, because you never know when that is going to be that last person's last day. And you could have had a chance to heal and mend that relationship with that friend or that family member. And because you want to hold on to that grudge, now here it is that person is gone. And I don't care whether it's, you know, if it was like, it doesn't matter how that person passed away. The fact that we need to learn how to just let go and to ask God to help you to forgive and move on. Because I don't want to ever hold on to a grudge or hold on to bitterness or anger towards somebody. And I could have done my part in mending and healing the relationship. But, you know, for whatever reason, I chose to hold on to that, and we need to let it go. But it's just this whole thing with the school shooting is crazy. And I read somewhere that this was the third deadliest American school shooting after Virginia Tech shooting back in 2007. And I remember that shooting. I remember watching like live videos of like the children, the students, you know, trying to like escape from the building, which, you know, it's just crazy. And then also the Sandy Hook school shooting back in 2012. It says like the deadliest in Texas. And, you know, I just pray for all of our children who are going to school. I pray that even if they have not experienced anything like that, or even if there are kids out there who have not gone to these schools where there has been mass shootings, if there are children out there who are nervous, who are afraid to even go to school because of what has happened, I pray for peace. I pray for comfort for them. I pray God's protection around each and every children that enters a school building. I pray protection for all the teachers and the secretarial staff and the janitorial staff and the principals and the vice principals and everybody that's in a school. I pray for protection, you know, that safety, for God's protection will just, you know, be around them as they enter into school, to go to school, to go to work. And the craziest thing about it is that, it said that the police officers waited like 78 minutes on site before breaching the classroom to engage Ramos. It says that police also cordoned off the school grounds, resulting in violent conflicts between police and civilian who was attempting to enter the school to rescue children. I'm not gonna say a lot about the whole you know, far as the police, because I know people who are in law enforcement and because like they're here to protect us and protect and make sure that we're safe. But there are times where there needs to be some better training for them. And not everybody is how should I say this? Like, you know, I feel like forever or for a long time, like law enforcement has been seen in a negative light because of certain types of law enforcement who lead with hate and racism. But there are some good law enforcement out there who are really have a heart to protect us, our children, and our, you know, our cities and our countries. So I do take my head off to the law enforcement, but we all like that there needs to be a better solution on how they handle certain situations. But in the same, like I take my head off to them, because to risk your life to serve and protect us, that takes a very special person to do that. I know I couldn't be in law enforcement, like to be shot at, it's like I can't. So I take my head off to them. But that's what I really wanted to talk about, just to shed some light and my feelings, and just to send out prayers to everybody that was involved in the school shooting. And also, I was also what I wanted to talk about or say, I was watching a video, I think it was on, I think Instagram, somebody had posted it on their Instagram story, and it was about, it was a video of this 13-year-old boy, and he had like a hidden, I think, camera on him. And so I don't know if it was something that him and his mom did, because his mom was driving him to these different places. So I don't know if they, if this was something that they did on their own, or if it was something through, I don't know, a like a show or whatever. But this 13-year-old boy, he had like a hidden camera, and he went to all these different places. He went to a liquor store to try to get liquor. He was turned down because he was 13 and he was a kid. He went to a store to buy lottery tickets. He was turned down because of his age. And then he went to a place to, get pornography, like different types of tapes for that, or videos for that, and he was turned down because of his age. But it showed him going to, like, it wasn't a gun store, I don't think, but it was like something like a gun show or something, where it was like maybe private owners who were selling guns or whatever. And he went up, and he and it's like they showed him going to all these different stores and things and places. And he went up to this one guy who had, like, you know, rifles and guns and stuff. And he bought a rifle. A 13-year-old bought a rifle. He was never questioned about his age. At least it didn't show it on the video. And no ID, no nothing. And he walked out of that place, that gun show or whatever it was, with a rifle. A 13-year-old walking out with a rifle. Like, I was blown away that nobody asked this boy for his ID. Nobody asked him how old he was. Nobody told him, you cannot get a rifle, you're only a kid. Nobody said anything. It's just, he was sold a rifle. And I can't even wrap my head around, like, what is this world coming to, where a 13-year-old can go into a gun show and buy a rifle and have nothing said to him, nothing done to him, you know? And I don't know if this was like, I feel like this was an experiment that maybe the mother and the kid was doing to prove a point. But it is so easy to get guns now. It's so easy, and apparently so, because a 13-year-old walked in and bought a rifle. He bought a rifle. Nobody said anything to him. Nobody said, nope, sorry, you're only 13. You're still a kid. You're nothing. And these kids, and not only just kids, but people in general, are shooting, you know, going in and shooting up children and shooting up people in a grocery store and churches. Like, there's no way a child should be able to go and buy a rifle and walk out with it without nothing being said or done. Like, what is this world coming to? I mean, the fact that we have like distanced ourselves from God. We have lived in a way that goes against God's word, goes against what God said how we should live. Like, everything, things that are right in God's eyes are wrong in the world's eyes, in society's eyes. And things that are okay and right in the society's eyes is wrong in God's eyes. It's crazy. But this is the world that we live in, that a 13-year-old can go and buy a rifle and walk out with a rifle. You know, it's just crazy. It's just, you know, crazy. And you never know what anybody's mindset is, whether they're a kid or whether they're an adult. You never know how they're, like, their mindset is. How, you know, like, if they're having mental issues, we don't know. You know? Like, you never know what is going on in somebody's mind, in somebody's life. You never know. And like I said, that is why we need to stay prayed up. We need to have that relationship with God. We need to get back to our first love. We need to get back to living like Christ wants us to live. Now, he's not going to force us to do, you know, do his will or to live the way that we need to live to honor him, to represent him. He's not going to force you. But we have so many times turned our backs on what the Bible says how we should live. And we need to get back to that. And we need to pray over our children, pray over our families, pray over our communities, pray over the United States and our government officials and our law enforcement, and that pray that we will get back to what we need to get back to, and that is Christ, and representing Christ and living for Christ and not living for ourselves and not, you know, living, you know, to do what we want to do and how we want to do it, but to live for Christ. Well, that is all for today. I hope that this was something that you can discuss with your children, with your family, with your community, in your churches, you know, and just we need to come together as a community and as a church and just do what we need to do to bring unity and love and protection for our children and our community in a whole. Well, that's all for today. Until next time, I hope you had a blessed day, blessed week, blessed weekend, and I will talk to you another time. Peace.